Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's an eighth grade teacher in Florida. Her name is Diane. She got fired from her job, and thank God it has nothing to do with her being involved in an inappropriate way with her students, because usually that's what you hear about these days when a teacher gets fired. Yeah, she actually got fired because she refused to give partial credits to students who didn't even turn in their assignments. Now, I didn't know this was a policy of some schools, but their policy down in Florida, at least with her school, is that no matter what you do, the lowest you can get is 50.
Oh, I wish I would have known that going into school.
Yeah, no zeros are allowed, so if you don't do your homework, you at least get a 50.
So you're still failing.
Yeah.
But you're not getting a zero.
It's a lot easier, I think, to bring a 50 up if you do the stats and go, all right, if I don't do X amount of homework, but I get a 50, I can bring that up. But to go from a zero, that's hard.
It's also a lot easier to go home to your parents and say, I got a 50, as opposed to, I scored a zero, Mom and Dad. I'm a complete loser.
Yeah.
Diane, so they didn't even have to do anything. They'll get a 50.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't think we had that at Sarah's school, because that would have been nice if they did, because, you know, Sarah was just always messing up her homework and getting nothing right. And they would give her zero on it. And it's like, well, why is she doing her homework if she does it and you don't even at least give her something for doing it? And so this school would have at least given her a 50, and Sarah would have been, you know what? Right where she belongs.
Do you guys remember if you ever failed a class?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like full on, like from, you know.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? Zero, like, zero.
No, not a zero, oh. but you know, at the end of that year, you got a D or lower.
Oh, yeah.
Never in regular school, but in college, I had to drop out of like at least four math classes because I was
me too.
Failing terribly.
I don't remember in high school or anything like that. I'm sure it happened. I just don't remember. But I do remember, like Danny said, I was horrible in college.
Mine was chemistry in college. Yeah. Everywhere else, I was able to just skate by, and just, as long as I got papers in on time, everything was fine. And with chemistry, I crushed it when it came to lab time. I liked doing things in the lab. But when it came to the class time and all the actual stuff that you need brains for,
yeah,
failure. Yeah. I had to drop out.
Yep.
Yeah, so this teacher really was like, you know what? We should give them what they get. Here she is talking about it.
I got fired. I was packing my stuff, and I was not going to see the kids. If there's nothing to grade, how can I give somebody a 50? I'm arguing the fact that you don't get something for nothing. I want the policy changed, and it's not just here.
I don't think they're going to change the policy, because I know that schools get funding based on how well they perform. Yeah. So it's like, look, a 50 in our mind is just as bad,
right,
but at least it will elevate our scores when the country comes and looks and says, all right, how well your students are doing. It's better to say, well, you know, I mean, 50 makes it a lot easier to round up the scores than zeros.
I like how the students are even saying, they're going on Facebook and complaining about it, saying it's ridiculous that she got fired over this. So even the kids that are failing, they're just like, yeah, that's pretty messed up. And I love the they didn't even let her go into class to let them know. She had to put up a note on the whiteboard.
Oh, really?
And it just said, bye, kids. Mrs. Tirado loves you and wishes you the best in life. Oh. I've been fired for refusing to give you 50% for not handing anything in. Heart sign, Mrs. Tirado.
Good old Mrs. Tirado. Yeah, you got to follow the rules, though. It's as sucky as they are. I mean, you take a job, they make the rules. You got to follow the rules. I mean, that's. I think it's sucky that she got fired, but she knew what the rules were, and there is a reason for it. And it's stupid that, you know, you have to do these kind of things in order so that the students benefit.
Somebody says they failed algebra with a -24.
Yeah,
how's that even possible?
I don't know. If you knew algebra, maybe you could figure that math out.
True point.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Got a new survey. They said, okay, folks.
Okay.
What's your favorite place to grab food late at night?
We've got some people that have already been texting in some of their suggestions. Somebody said the most popular place to eat late at night is Steve's Jeep. There's always something hidden under the seats or in the cracks. That is very true. But this is a serious one. This person said that their favorite place, the Hurricane in downtown Seattle, back when it was around.
Oh.
5 points, not bad either, but it's got to be Beth's.
Yeah, I was 5 point and Beth's are what I always hear that people just love to go
13
to.
13 Coins is also a great
13
spot.
13 Coins is great.
You guys are overlooking the best one if you're in Seattle. Dick's Burgers.
Yeah. Oh. The problem with Dick's, and this is not a, I mean, it's a good problem for them to have, is that whenever it's close to late at night, anytime after midnight, it's just insane of a line. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, patience is not a virtue when I'm hungry at that time of the night.
See, what you do is you go in early, and when you're that drunk, you don't care if the food's cold. It tastes delicious anyways.
Good point.
So you go in early, get a couple bags. Oh, make sure you get one for the next morning, too. Because when you wake up hungover and you eat that cold burger, oh, God, it's amazing.
Might as well just get a case of burgers at this point.
Right?
I don't know if a cold burger will do it for me. I mean, I'd have heat that bad boy up.
Yeah, that's what microwaves are for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm hungover usually, and I just kind of reach over to my nightstand, and I don't care.
You eat it cold. Wow, you're crazy, girl. Mm-hmm. I could see cold pizza, but a cold burger, ooh. I don't know about that. Well, you know what? You get that iron cast stomach, because I think that would make even be more problems for me.
I haven't been to Beth's in forever, though. I need to have one of those late night Beth trips.
Have you ever been there, Danny?
No, I have not.
Oh, see, we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Beth's, but not late night. I've gone normal time, or, you know, well, regular hours.
In the last few years?
Probably when I first got here. It's been a while.
Okay, that's like 20 years ago.
But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, the late night Beth's has got to be a whole different experience than just going, like, normal times. Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah. But, I mean, I love the food. I mean, you know.
Hash browns for days.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
See, that sounds fantastic. I haven't been to a late night local place. So my go-to is always Jack in the Box.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Jack in the Box.
No,
or Taco Bell. Taco Bell's a great decision at 1 in the morning.
As a matter of fact, Taco Bell's number one on the list for people.
Yes. Yeah. Not surprised. Yeah.
Taco Bell and Jack in the Box know their audience. They definitely cater to the drunks and the stoners. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack in the Box is number four. I am surprised at number three, only because from a real estate perspective, meaning that there's not a bunch of them around.
Camillus.
Like Camillus, yeah, that's the place. That's the late night spot. Everybody goes to Camillus. you don't see them around as much as or as prolific as like a McDonald's or a Burger King, even as a Jack in the Box.
Sonic?
No, Sonic is not around here a lot. But I mean, it's a chain, you know, and we have enough of them around here, but they just don't have as big of a presence as some of the the McDonald's and the like Burger King.
Popeyes?
Mickey D's, by the way, is number two. No, not Popeyes.
Wendy's.
Yes, there you go, Dan. Huh.
Wendy's is great late at night because you got the frosty.
Exactly, but you can't always find a Wendy's the way you can find a McDonald's.
If you're up, you have no problem finding a Wendy's.
Yeah, Puyallup does have all the great stuff.
Just put one in Lake Stevens.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, see, you got a Sonic and Puyallup. But Wendy's, you know, you don't see a Wendy's everywhere like you see a Mickey D's.
All right, late night. You're going to one of these places. What are you usually going for food? Because for me, I want to get something. Like, I want to get ice cream. I always get mad because it always seems to be that's around the time where the ice cream machine, quote unquote, is not working.
Yeah, quote unquote. Yeah.
Or being, quote unquote, cleaned. But that's usually when I want my ice cream. I want to get a Blizzard, or I want to get a McFlurry or a Frosty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the trouble is you have, for me, it's the wrong dessert. You're on the right track, Steve. You want a dessert.
You want cream pie?
I want pie.
Uh-huh.
And that's why number five is my place.
Sherry's?
No. Sherry's is not here. And I think only because of the fact Sherry's is probably not as widespread as this place. But everybody
Denny's.
Knows. Yes, Denny's is number five.
Oh, yeah. That was like our high school go-to. Anytime we were saying late,
See, late night back when I was living out here, and when I first moved out here, and it was like late '90s, early 2000s, playing in the bands, playing a lot in Capitol Hill. The place to go was that IHOP right off of Capitol Hill.
Oh yeah.
We would hit that place after every show.
Steve, you're about 1,000, number 10 on the list. IHOP.
Yes.
And we're talking about the 10 most popular places that people want to eat late at night. And obviously, it's going to be national chains as opposed to something local, though we have hit a lot of good local joints already.
One texter says, Sherry, something about breakfast in the middle of the night is life-changing.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Yeah, Sherry's
breakfast at 1 in the morning is freaking awesome.
I like Denny's, no doubt about it. But if we're talking pie, which is what I'm going for, yeah, Sherry's is always my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're talking local, though, have you guys been to Glow's Cafe?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I just sent a couple buddies there the other day. I'm like, if you want great breakfast, it's right right in Capitol Hill. But good luck getting a seat. You're going to have to wait. It's super small. It's about the size of our studio.
Right. But I love their weekend hours is 12 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they only do breakfast from like 12 p.m. going on. There's no dinner time.
Wait, 12 in the morning, like midnight?
12 in the morning. Yeah, I've gone there at midnight.
So they're open from 12 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's a joint that knows what's up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's yeah. So
they know their clientele.
They know their clientele. Benedict.
How about Waffle House?
Yes, Danny. Number 6 on the list.
And never been.
Never been either. Actually,
I lived in the Southeast for a while, living in Florida. So, yeah, Waffle House does rock. Plus, you never know when Kid Rock is going to come in and just start mixing it up.
Fair.
Yeah, so, yeah, Waffle House is awesome.
I just texted Meridian on Puyallup is a late night heaven, but too many choices leads to brain overload when you have too much to drink. Yeah, I mean, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King's, Jack in the Box.
I will tell you the man mission that I think that a lot of us would love, and that is to go find the cool joint in every city that is the cool late night joint.
Absolutely.
The place that all the stars would go to in Rochester, New York, there was a lot of, Rochester's a small, you know, a smaller town, but anybody that would come to town would go to the Great Great House of Guitars.
Is that the place that had the garbage can?
That's the food place, but there were two places that people would always want to go to, especially rock stars, and I was working at a rock station in Rochester. They'd always want to go to the Great Great House of Guitars, because I don't know if you ever got to go there, Steve.
No.
It is a mecca of, like, guitar stores, and every rock personality wants to go to the Hog, is what they would call it, the House of Guitars. And then, of course,
Mickey likes going to the Hog as well.
Yeah, Vicky does like that too, yeah. And Nick Tahoe's, because it had what they called the garbage plate beans, macaroni and cheese. I don't know what that is. You get hot dogs or some other kind of meat on there.
And they served it on a garbage pail lid, right?
Yeah. So good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And delicious. And every town's got one. Like, we got our Beths and our 13 coins.
Hurricane, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Only place I've been threatened to get kicked out of because I passed out on my food.
Oh, man. Where's the video of that?
Right?
Just your face right in the food.
I just remember that kind of coming through and hearing the waitress talking to my friends, being like, look, if he doesn't wake up, we're going to have to kick all of you out. And I'm like asleep on my hash browns.
Number 7.
I wasn't drunk, though.
We have, just tired.
Sure, of course not.
We have not said number 7, which is...
Ricks.
What?
Foxes. Ricks. I mean, sorry, pole position.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No. But this is what people have said, and I'm surprised Danny hasn't said this. Your local pizza joint. So they didn't list a specific place, but people said that's their favorite is their local pizza joint.
It's funny you say that, because like, a lot of the wrestlers guys, when they come to town, one of the places a lot of them like to go to, because a lot of wrestlers these days are very health conscious. Not that pizza is health conscious, but they're vegan, or they don't eat a lot of meat stuff, or they stay away from dairy, whatever it is. Sizzle Pie in Capitol Hill stays open very late.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, that's like their place to go, whether it be 13 Coins or Sizzle Pie are the one and two for a lot of these guys that are coming into town. And you know, when you're done wrestling, it's like 1 a.m. So you're just looking for anywhere to eat that's open and that's good. And Sizzle Pie seems to be a top place.
Another place that I forgot about, actually, and Johnny Rubbers and Sarah took me there after Pain in the Grass, is Supremes in West Seattle. They are open late, and if you ever want to go get to a pizza place that has great pizza and then Johnny Rubbers buys all the drinks, go to Supreme.
All right.
He was just pounding drinks and shots, and it was awesome.
I like Dino's in Capitol Hill.
Yes.
Yeah. Not Dion's. Dion's is a bad pizza place.
Wow.
Dino's is fantastic, because you get those square pies, and it's at midnight, and you can get them quick. It's awesome.
I never think of pizza when I'm drinking and having
a
I never do. Yeah.
Oh.
I always think of like a breakfast joint.
Huh.
Before my wife was vegan, we went to Brooklyn to see the band The Hold Steady play, and we got wasted. And New York pizza, she never had it.
Oh, that's a treat.
And so it was like, we're drunk, and now we can get super greasy New York pizza. There's not a better combination.
No, dude. Look, as much as I want to give New York a hard time being original Bostonian, New York pizza is delicious.
And we went to this one place, and we're eating, and we're just like, this place is so amazing. And we look on the wall, and it was voted the best place to get pizza when drunk.
No.
Like, it had, like, that's whatever, awesome. Like, their version of The Stranger, like The Village Voice or something like that. And it had a plaque that said, and it wasn't even the best place to get pizza late at night. It was the best place to get pizza when you're drunk.
Oh, that's perfect. See, I'm a planner with everything I do, so I always get like, if I don't do burgers or anything like that, I'll do pizza before when we pre-funk, so we get a little food in our stomach so we can last all night, and then when we come home at night, we have pizza left over, and it is the best.
You know, Ted Smith did that with us, because, you know, we, every year when my wife goes and with her whole family, they get a hotel in downtown Seattle and go shopping for Christmas. Like, they make it like a tradition.
Yeah.
They have their tradition thing. And then my tradition is bringing Ted over to the house, and we just get wasted all day at the house and have a blast. You know what I mean? And we don't have to worry about upsetting or keeping my wife up or anything like that, because she's doing her thing. And this last time when we were driving to my house, he's like, let's stop at Chick-fil-A since it's right by my house.
Hello.
And we got like a bunch of their chicken nuggets. And he put them in the refrigerator. He's like, these will come in handy later. Well, fast forward to 3 in the morning, and we're just wasted. I forgot we even got those. He just walks out of the living room, grabs them, puts them in the microwave, and comes back with a plate of them. And it was, like Vicky said, it was the greatest thing ever.
Oh, he was like he was like the chicken nugget leprechaun.
Like he went back in time.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. How cool is that?
You guys will need this later.
Yeah. See,
it was clutch.
Lee Ted Smith, let me tell you, if I want to go in a serious party situation, but do it right, Lee Ted Smith will be my mentor.
One person says, you guys suck for this conversation now. I'm hungry as F.
Yeah. I am too, to be honest, because we really haven't had much of a breakfast. It's just the Bang energy drink and a candy bar is not really breakfast.
I think that's the perfect breakfast.
Is it the perfect breakfast?
I feel pretty good. Yeah. And they said, try Belltown Pizza. I have tried Belltown Pizza and it's awesome.
My go-to when I'm drunk at either Jack in the Box or Taco Bell is tacos. Mm-hmm. The tacos at both of them, they're cheap, they're amazing.
They're greasy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I think Taco Bell is number one, man.
I'll eat those all day long.
Yeah.
I think we totally glossed over one of the best foods to eat at night, especially in Seattle. The Seattle hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Cream cheese?
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
Because it's like on every corner in Seattle, no matter where you are partying.
See, that's an interesting thing, because I only think of that when I'm going to the ball games. But yeah, I bet if I were walking by that, like...
Vicky, too, but it's a different type of ball game.
Yep. Right. No, they're very smart because they like set up their shop right outside all the clubs. So you walk out and you smell it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
You're right, Vicky.
That's brilliant.
That is good product placement right there.
So it says the unicorn is amazing food. I would 100% agree with you on that one. The unicorn in Capitol Hill is one of the most fun places that I've been to in a while.
See, you know,
love that place.
Get the narwhal balls.
Yes. Or the unicorn balls.
Ooh.
You know what? Get all the balls you want. See, you guys are lucky, man. When I came to Seattle, I was a dad, so we weren't doing that.
You still are. I don't know if you know that.
No, not anymore.
You're not a dad anymore?
I got rid of them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a good price, though.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.